We're in Siman Kuf Kaf Gimel in the Ramah in Seif Beis. Now, we're discussing how long one has to wait after the three steps back before they take three steps forward. You're for sure not allowed to walk back right away. You have to wait at least the length of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. When a person says the Yihi Ratzon, Sheibana Beis HaMikdash, after Shmon Esrei, after Elkayin Atzur, that fulfills that requirement of the Dalet Amos. So the Ramah says that Yochid Amispalo Yamd B'Mokom Shekol U'Psiyosav, a person who's davening alone at home, he waits that length of time of Dalet Amos Kodem Sheachzor Limkomo. That's the Ramah. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that many poskim argue on the Ramah. The Bach and the Magen Avraham, they say no. That if you're davening at home by yourself, you also have to l'chatchila keep what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, to wait at least until Kedusha or till when the Chazan starts Chazaras Hashash. What does that mean? So the Sfarim say it means that you estimate when you're in Shul how long a wait is there from when you finish until the Chazan gets to Kedusha or until the Chazan gets to start Chazaras Hashash. And that's how long you have to wait. In other words, you should wait. Of course, you wait the Dalet Amos, we say the Yiratzon, and then wait a little while after that, and you estimate that how long you would wait if you were in Shul. Now, B'Shas Adchak, then you can be Mekil and just wait the amount of time it takes to walk Dalet Amos. Okay, the Ramah continues. And this is halacha that not everyone is so aware of, and it's very lemaisa, and the point of the halacha is actually very true in real life. Yochid shemispalo b'tzibur. A person's davening in a minyan. V'siyem tefilah. So he finished davening. Hishmon Esrei. Kodem l'shliach tzibur. Before the shliach tzibur. Aser lehachzir panav l'tzibur. Ad sheyisayim shliach tzibur tefilah. So you can't turn around until the shliach tzibur is finished and he starts chazaras hashatz. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons. One is, it'll cause people to bibabato their kavano. You'll disturb people. when you look at someone else during your Shmona Esrei, it throws you off. So when you're davening, normally your eyes are closed, your eyes are in the sitter, but sometimes you're not totally focused on your sitter. So if somebody's davening in front of you and they're facing away, okay. But when they turn around, we know this happens. Sometimes you make eye contact and that can throw off your kavano. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says, people will think that maybe you're choshed, maybe you skip part of Shmon Esrei. That's why you ended so quickly. Well, so that's actually, so you shouldn't do this. Don't turn around. Now, Rav Nevensol points out, you're allowed to glance behind you to see if someone's davening. That's not called turning around. But to stop, turn around, like sort of, you know, literally turn around, and people do this. Don't do that. When you finish Shmon Esrei, you take your three steps back and you wait there until the Chazan starts Chazaras Hashatz or until Kedusha, and don't turn around. It really ruins people's kavanah who are behind you. Oh, Sif Gimel. Kishe Poseya, when you take the three steps back, Oker Regel Smol Tzchila, you start with your left foot first. Why is that? To show you're not in a rush to leave in front of Hashem. You start with your weaker foot first. You have to figure out what your weaker foot is. You know, you have to go back to kickball when you were a kid. So if you're a righty in kickball, then you start with your left foot going back. There's another view. According to that view, if you're a lefty, then you would start with your right foot. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Ber Halacha, others say you always start with your left foot going back, but the Mishnah Berurah, he seems to be machria, that it's based on what your stronger leg is. If your stronger leg is your right foot, you go back with your left leg first. If your stronger leg is your left, you go back with your right leg first. And the point means to show you're not in a rush to leave Hashem. You're not in a rush to take a step away from Hashem. V'shir psios, elu, how long are the steps? L'chol ha'pachos k'rejiter megol b'tzad, godol b'tzad al-kev. It's at least to put your toe opposite your ankle. In other words, we call it a half step. We call, when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, your feet are together. You take your left foot and you move your left foot back, that the toe of your left foot is opposite the ankle of your right foot, we call it a half step. Then you take a full step and you bring your right foot, so the toe of your right foot is opposite the ankle of your left foot. And then the third step is another half step where you bring the left foot equal to the right foot. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like it can be longer, bigger steps than that, but the Ramah says, "Chachilu lo yafsiya steus gasos yosemiza." Chachilu, don't take longer steps than that, and want to try to keep these shorter steps. What's the reason? Well, so the Mishnah Berurah explains two reasons. Number one, we know the Shmoneh Esrei corresponds to the Karbanos. So we try to do things like the Kohanim during the Avodah. And the Kohanim did not take big steps. The Kohanim did not walk around taking big steps. We want to be like the Kohanim, and we take smaller steps. And also the Mishnah Berurah says, "Demechzi kiras lifnei hamakom." You take a big step back, it's like you're running away from Hashem. A big step to get away from Hashem. No, you're not in a rush to get away from Hashem. Take a small step. So that's why some people get very nervous about this, and they go exactly their toe opposite the ankle, and it's like they're on a balance beam, and they start falling over. You don't have to do that. The poskim say you don't have to be like, it doesn't have to be exactly toe opposite the ankle. It means that should be the basic length of your step, and you shouldn't do anything you're going to start falling over because trying to maintain your balance. Oh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you really should take this length of a step. What if there's no space? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you really shouldn't be mekel. If you have to, you go sideways. He says, summer mekel, b'shas hadchak, if you have no choice to take, we call baby steps. But really, really, you want to try to take these steps, if you're able to, certainly you should take this length of a step back. You know, we call it a half step. Do not take baby steps, because it's very b'di'evet to do baby steps when you finish Shmoneh Esrei. It should be three normal size steps, as we described. A half step, a full step, and a half step. Oh, Sif Dalet. Mishra Mosif al Gimel Psios Havayura. If you add on to the number of steps back, that's showing off. Why? Because it shows like you're giving more kavod to the Shechinah than everyone else. Everyone has three steps. You take 10 steps back. So you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just do the three steps like the Shulchan Aruch says, as we described. In general, the way a person ends Shmoneh Esrei really reflects how he felt during Shmoneh Esrei. If you end Shmoneh Esrei the way the Shulchan Aruch describes, that shows that you had a good kavana during Shmoneh Esrei. It helps with that. And it helps set the right tone. If you know you're heading towards this proper way of ending Shmoneh Esrei, chances are you'll have a better Shmoneh Esrei. You take it seriously. You realize you're in front of Hashem. And you're not in a rush to leave. So we should really take these halachos seriously. It will affect our davening.